Well, thanks to some cooperative weather, we've seen an increase in the harvest of our corn and soybeans. And according to USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey, the quality of that corn is going to end up pretty good.
Saw improvement toward the end of the season, and we'll end up at 62% good to excellent, 13% very poor to poor. That's actually an improvement from last week. Of course, freezes ended the growing season throughout the Midwest in the last week or so, and so all the crops are basically mature at this point.
And as far as soybeans are concerned, Rippey said they're being rated about 60% good to excellent, and the progress of bringing in the crop has certainly picked up.
In the Midwest, though, we see progress passing the 90% mark in Minnesota to 91% and Nebraska to 94%. And then leading the nation with 96% harvested is Louisiana at 96%.
Well, the commodity and bean market did take a pretty good hit yesterday, with beans dropping anywhere from 20 to almost 30 cents and corn down about 8 to 10 cents. Now, in a conversation with ag economist Darrell Good, he says there doesn't seem to be any good fundamental reasons for the price of corn to rally much, but he said it could possibly happen if these things happen.
In the very near term, the most important price factor will be the USDA's forecast of the size of the U.S. crop to be released on November 8th. To move prices higher, that forecast would have to be smaller than current expectations that are pretty near the September forecast of 13.8 billion bushels.
He mentioned that beyond the size of the U.S. crop, prices will also be influenced by the strength of demand on the domestic and the export front. The real wild card is China, because no one knows for sure if they're going to buy at current prices.
Although the Chinese import strategy may be difficult to anticipate. For example, if corn prices are expected to persist for the remainder of the year and remain low into 2014, there would be no urgency for China to buy large quantities of corn immediately.
And with the holiday season just around the corner, Wisconsin's dairy industry is preparing for an increase in sales, but not only on the cheese front. Wisconsin also produces nearly 26% of the nation's butter supply. And according to Trevor Wietrich from Grassland Dairy, this is the time of year they always look forward to.
Butter sales have been up 20% the last couple months, and it must be people are liking butter, but we're coming into the busy season. 40% of butter is consumed in October, November, and December.
Well, butter and cheese prices were quiet on Monday, with butter remaining at 147 and one half cent per pound, block cheese 187 and one half cent per pound, and barrels at $1.82. Your class three prices, they were higher. October 1825, November tops at 1875, December up 11 to 1801, and your January class three picked up 15 cents to 1718. Prices much lower, though, on the Board of Trade. December corn off 9 1/4 at 4.30 and one half cent per bushel. March dropped back to 4.43. Beans for November off 28 3/4 cents at 12.71. March down 21 1/4 to 12.50. And December wheat all almost off a dime at 6.80 3/4 cents per bushel. Livestock fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers steady, topping at $1.21. Holstein steers, 96 to 107. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 70 to 93. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 69. Our replacement bull calves, 85 to 180. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 74 and down. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. And that's your lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.